Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stalsus sharing. I'm planning on sharing this next week on my theme is going to be to defend and preserve the faith. The word defend means to hedge about. Let's just say you have some, let's just use the illustration of animals. You have some cattle. And you want to, instead of just letting them roam, you hedge about, you keep them in, you take care of them. But it also means to be strong. And let's look at preserve. If you have a product you want to keep from spoiling, you preserve it. If you have something good, you usually need to maintain it and to take care of it so it doesn't spoil or run away or evaporate. So you preserve it. But before you preserve or defend something, you need to have something to preserve or defend. Let's just use the illustration of preserving meats, vegetables, and you even hear of old buildings that they want to, historical buildings that they want to preserve. So normally if you preserve something, it's worthwhile keeping. It's you put some value to it. So I'd like to just, this next week, I'd like to just pick out some characters in Scripture that chose to preserve and to defend the faith. Like I mentioned in my title, we're talking about defending and preserving the faith, the faith that is within us, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'd like to just touch briefly on Noah, Genesis 6. It's interesting. This is only the sixth chapter in the Bible. In a sense, it seems like a short time, even though we believe it was a few thousand years. But it says, and it came to pass, when the men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, Genesis 6:2, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. 6, verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And that first verse, the second verse, I find interesting. It says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Now, somewhere there was a generation that was considered the children of God, and there was a generation that was considered the children of men. And I did some research to that, and it shows that the children of God were the lineage of Seth, and the children of men were the lineage of Cain. Remember, Cain slew his brother, and he was a marked man the rest of his life. So there was God already was preserving a people for him, even though at that point they were not the children of Israel, which are God's chosen people, but he was already preserving a people, because I do believe it's very obviously by the flood that the world was waxing in sin. It was immoral life. The men of God were, the children of God were hankering after the daughters of the world. And then in verse 7 it says, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house in the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. And I had to think, why did God choose Noah? Why did he choose this man? I mean, there must have been something special about him. And I think let's just consider there in Luke 16, it says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. So I do believe Noah had something that he wanted to preserve. God called him to go into the ark, and I do believe that Noah had he had that connection with God, and he wanted to preserve that. He knew that he was living a life after what the Lord called him to live. He was not living in the world. He was separate. And I mean, let's just consider that when we talk about defending the faith, preserving, we kind of get the idea that, hey, we have a beautiful thing here, let's preserve it. But to defend, we look more at an opposition, something that wants to come in from the outside and wants to destroy. So we defend it. Now, I don't know where you are at, but if my father would have decided to build this boat in the middle of nowhere, and it never rained, and there was no way of rolling this big vessel out to the ocean, out to the sea, I would have had to be pretty confident that my father had a faith that was worthwhile preserving. Because Noah must have had the heart, must have had the hearts of his sons and his daughters. Can you imagine the ridicule this man must have faced? His reputation was on the line. I mean, he was a man that I believe was a well-respected man, but to start building an ark, a boat, in the middle of the land that they lived in, quite far from the sea, Noah must have been very sure about himself. Noah must have had confidence in his God that what he was defending was worth preserving, or he would have given up and went back to his old way of life. So my question is for you and me this morning, is that faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, is it real? Is it worth defending? Is it worth standing up and preserving? Let's use our children as an illustration. Is it worth teaching our children to preserve this faith that we have gotten hold of? I was 30 years old when I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it'd be quite a shame for that faith to stop when my life ends. If I can preserve that faith in my children, if they choose to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ and take it on to the next generation, that is what I want. My goal is to defend and preserve the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God bless you as we may preserve that faith for Jesus Christ.